Saturday, temperatures in the 60s, showers develop by afternoon and evening. Easter Sunday, temperatures near 70 with a mix of sun and clouds. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Clouds right now, 52 in College Park, 51 in Fairfax, 53 degrees on the National Mall.
At 4:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
I'm Sean Anderson coming up.
Maryland asks for $60 million at the start of recovery efforts following Tuesday's bridge collapse. I'm Kate Ryan.
A fire on the eighth floor of a D.C. building leaves one dead and several injured. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Campaign 2024, former President Obama says it's an all-hands-on-deck situation to try to get President Biden reelected.
We'll go in depth with CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett at 5:15.
Why D.C. says the deal to keep the Wizards and Caps downtown isn't a giveaway. I'm John Doman.
The O's have been dominating the Angels on this opening day in Baltimore.
But the Nats are now trailing the Reds in Cincinnati.
It's 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Investigations continue as massive cleanup efforts of the collapsed Key Bridge get closer to starting in Baltimore. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is there.
The Navy is sending barges with heavy lift cranes. The Army Corps of Engineers has resources on the way. So does the Coast Guard. It is a clear mission to get that waterway clear, the debris out.
Two barges are set to arrive tonight. Officials want to get the port reopened as soon as possible, but the bodies of four victims are also trapped under a lot of concrete in the river. Former crypto boss Sam Bankman-Fried is headed to prison for fraud, CBS's Errol Barnett reports.
The judge sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried now to 25 years in a medium security prison, advising that he stay in San Francisco near his family so they can visit him.
Prosecutors say this was one of the biggest financial fraud cases in U.S. history. Republicans on Capitol Hill say they're moving forward with an effort to oust Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. CBS's Scott McFarland.
They will deliver those impeachment articles, they say, on April 10th, Wednesday, then April 11th, a Thursday. Senators sit as jurors, but in a Democratic-controlled Senate, an impeachment trial conviction appears impossible.
Donald Trump's lawyers trying to get his 2020 election interference case scrapped now in Georgia.
Attorneys representing former President Donald Trump argued the case in Fulton County, Georgia, should be dismissed because Trump's comments about the 2020 presidential election fall under free speech. Attorney Steve Sadow.
What do we have here? We have election speech.
Fulton County Chief Senior District Attorney Donald Wakeford dismissed the argument.
What we have heard here today is an attempt to rewrite the indictment.
CBS's Wendy Gillette reports the judge did not make a ruling and didn't say when it would happen either. A new report shows women who binge drink tend to have more heart problems. Dr. Celine Gounder.
Young to middle-aged women who drink 8 or more alcoholic beverages per week, or in other words, more than one a day on average, are significantly more likely to develop heart disease compared to those who drink less.
The Sweet 16 gets started today. The NCAA men's tournament resuming with 4 matchups today and Friday. The women are still in quarterfinals matchups. Their Sweet 16 starts tomorrow.
Welcome to paradise.
Green Day is set to headline a global climate concert next week in San Francisco. Proceeds set to go to the United Nations Human Rights Climate Justice Initiatives and a Music Cares Climate Fund to benefit musicians affected by climate change. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
5:03 on Thursday afternoon, March the 28th. We have lots of clouds in the area. Temperatures are hanging in the low 50s right now. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story this hour, WTOP's continuing coverage of the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. Mixed emotions in Charm City today, as the Orioles have opened their season at Camden Yards with a dominating performance against the Angels, but just 9 miles away in Dundalk, a salvage mission is underway around the wreckage of the Key Bridge to remove the twisted metal and concrete in an attempt to open the key shipping route there. Maryland has made the first financial request to the federal government for help with those recovery efforts. That story from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore's administration has made a request of $60 million as the state starts its debris recovery from the site of the Key Bridge collapse in the Patapsco River in Baltimore. The request from the Maryland Department of Transportation says the federal help is needed for a speedy and safe start to clearing the waterway. The letter asks for a quick release of the funding and that additional requests will be made as the efforts towards rebuilding the bridge get underway. At a news conference earlier, Moore said,
"This work is not going to take days. This work is not going to take weeks. We have a very long road ahead of us."
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Maryland's governor is holding another news conference to update you on the bridge cleanup progress. It is scheduled for 6:15 this evening. WTOP reporter will be there. Stay with us all through the evening for updates.
5:04, now to the latest on the pair of deadly fires in our region. The first one broke out this morning, that is, at a high-rise apartment building in D.C. where a person was killed. Others were sent to the hospital. Investigators have been on the scene working to figure out what caused it. WTOP's Nick Iannelli reports the building where it happened is run by the district.
It's called Claridge Towers, a 10-story apartment building at 12th and M Streets Northwest that's run by the D.C. Housing Authority. It primarily houses seniors and disabled residents, and this morning, a deadly fire broke out on the 8th floor. Vito Maggiolo with D.C. Fire and EMS.
It's an extreme life hazard. We have a number of seniors, some of them with mobility issues.
He says one person was found dead. Four others, including a firefighter, were taken to the hospital, but they're expected to be okay. In the district, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
And meanwhile, there was another deadly fire, this time at a home in Bowie. Happened before 7 this morning on 8 Penny Lane near Elder Oaks Boulevard. Prince George's County Fire says one person was found dead inside that home.
Developing this afternoon, a person has been sent to the hospital after they were shot by a police officer in District Heights. It started around 3 on Silver Hill Road at the Penn Station Shopping Center. Prince George's County Police say they saw two men get out of a vehicle that had been carjacked and go into a store while they were wearing face masks. Police say they followed them into the store, saw the two men behind the counter. At least one of them was holding a gun. Now, once police say they identified themselves, the suspects then ran out the back and into the parking lot. One of the officers fired, hitting one of the suspects. That person is now in the hospital. It is not known about their condition. The second suspect has been arrested, and a third suspect, who was in the carjacked car, police say drove off after hitting an unmarked police car. That person was later arrested in D.C. Police say they have found two guns in the parking lot. No officers were injured.
5:06, 3.5 months ago, it was considered too little too late. But today, it's being heralded as a great deal. WTOP's John Doman has more on why D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is celebrating a decision to keep the Wizards and the Capitals downtown.
The deal died in Virginia amid concern it was a giveaway to a billionaire.
It's a different for us.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser telling WTOP,
"The financials of the deal are different."
And she says the nearly 30 years the teams have spent calling downtown their home also means something.
The spinoff of what they do for the downtown is incredible.
And with revitalizing downtown a top priority, she says a busy arena will help the city reach its goals.
So we know the direct taxes that they pay, but their impact on small businesses around them, and quite frankly, on how the city feels.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
A farmer's market for office workers. I'm Jeff Glabaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart, but integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
It's 5:08.
Michael and Son's heating tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Beltway in Maryland, inner loop from Old Georgetown Road, heavy and slow to a point after Georgia Avenue where the crash has been on the right shoulder. 95 at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, not doing too badly, just brief volume delays. Heaviest on the BW Parkway is northbound from 450 out to the Beltway, and after that, just briefly slow getting up through Greenbelt and Laurel, and 270, not too bad at all, just heaviest up through Clarksburg. Traffic on 50 to Annapolis and the Bay Bridge running without delay. We've got two-way traffic on the westbound span, so three lanes going east. In the district, just brief slowdowns up and down 295 and southbound 395 out of the tunnel out to the 14th Street Bridge. Just some delays there. An outer loop delay starts before Telegraph to the Wilson Bridge. 95 both ways slows at the Occoquan. Not too bad beyond that. A little bit slow in Springfield southbound. 66 runs well in both directions. WTOP Newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Beat the clock this Saturday. The earlier you shop, the more you save. Up to 30% off. Beautiful home furnishings. Affordable. Never looks so good. Bob Imler, WTOP Traffic.
Our forecast now. 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we head through the remainder of the evening and into the overnight, our skies will slowly clear. It's going to happen from west to east, so it may take a little bit longer for extreme southern Maryland, where a few showers may hang on. We'll see temperatures in the 40s before dropping into the 30s by early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, Friday, partly to mostly sunny. It's going to be a windy day with gusts upwards of 30 to 40 miles per hour. High temperatures around 60 to 65. 65 degrees. Chance for a few late day showers on Saturday, but most of the day will stay dry. Highs then 63 to 68. Looking ahead to Easter Sunday, highs around 70 degrees. A mix of sun and clouds with rain likely by evening. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Most of the rain has moved off to the east, the extreme tip of St. Mary's County. Maybe getting some right now. Otherwise, we've got cloudy skies, and we're sitting at 52 in Georgetown, Bowie at 51. Leesburg 53 brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Northern Virginia's data center market will get even more from Amazon, planning to spend $150 billion over the next decade expanding data centers, including more in Northern Virginia, where it already has 6 big campuses. The world's wealthiest 1% got a lot wealthier last year, hitting a record $44.6 trillion. The top 1% is defined at wealth over $11 million. Although those are the junior members, the top 1% includes almost 3,200 billionaires. The Boston Farmers Market opens for its 12th season April 4th. Unlike many, the Boston Market is during the week on Thursdays in the afternoon, so it can reach more office workers. The Dow finished today up 47 points, the S&P 500 up 6, the Nasdaq down 20, the S&P 500 closed at another record. This was the last trading day of the quarter with Good Friday off. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Avoid the hassle of selling privately or dealing with a dealer. We Buy Any Car is the fast and fair way to sell. Get your car's valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Coming up on WTOP, it's being called a historic fundraiser in New York for President Biden. He'll be flanked by former Presidents Obama and Clinton. We'll talk about the president's reelection efforts with Major Garrett of CBS News. That's in just a few. It's 512.
Can better customer experiences and data-driven CX improve public trust in government? Yes, if agencies scale digital services securely, deploy the right technology, and prepare knowledge workers properly, explains Diermud Okesi, Executive Managing Director for Civilian at Maximus, for the Federal News Network series Forward Thinking Government.
It's finding the right balance, technology and people. What I love about what we're doing now is we can scale to the government. And government scale is crazy, right? We're helping with fires, we're helping with flooding, we're helping with refugees coming in. So we have to scale, but it has to be secure, and then we have to educate the knowledge workers. Think about it, it's people, process, and technology, right? It's that digital trusted experience, but it's really people, process, and technology. So it hasn't changed, it's just morphed.
To hear the full discussion, go to federalnewsnetwork.com and search Maximus. And to learn how to build trust in your agency's services, visit maximus.com/federal.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Later this hour, a coyote has been attacking people in Montgomery County. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced from one doctor to the next? All the forms, the bills, the NADA bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does health care have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make health care easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org, Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
When it comes to morning essentials, they're right behind a snug-fitting lid on your travel mug.
John Aaron and Michelle Bash.
Mornings on WTOP News.
Facts matter.
It's 5:15. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for joining us.
Campaign 2024 now on WTOP. The political star power will be red hot tonight at New York's Radio City Music Hall. That's where President Biden will be joined by former Presidents Obama and Clinton to help raise $25 million for the president's reelection campaign. More broadly, Barack Obama has referred to the effort as all hands on deck.
Joining us live, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, who also hosts the Takeout podcast. Major, good to have you back on. The event tonight, another testament to President Biden's fundraising capabilities. But what are you learning and what does your reporting show about concerns from somebody like former President Obama when it comes to the heavy lift of getting his former running mate reelected?
Well, former President Obama knows that currently, Joe Biden is either tied or trailing former President Trump in the six or seven swing states. There has been a small bounce for the president after the State of the Union address, and some of those swing state polls have begun to stabilize, meaning bringing President Biden either within the margin error or slightly ahead of President Trump. But all Democrats led by the former president, meaning President Obama, know this is going to be a very tight race. And let's be very clear about this. Both candidates, former President Trump and President Biden, are going to have plenty of money. Right now, the Biden campaign has a fundraising advantage, and if it is wise, it will use that fundraising advantage to maximum effect in the next couple of months, much as President Bush did in 2004 against John Kerry, vastly outspending John Kerry when he became the nominee in the spring of 2004, giving him a net advantage going into the summer and fall months. We'll see if the Biden campaign can do that.
Well, let's turn to former President Trump's fundraising efforts here. He now seems to be using the sneakers and scripture method of raising money, now selling those God Bless the USA Bibles for $60 each. What does that tell us?
Well, it tells us that there is just about nothing that the former president will not slap his name on if he thinks there is a dollar to be made from the licensing of it. It's not directly to the Trump Organization or Donald Trump as an entity, but it is to his commander-in-chief licensing company, which is the one that's sponsoring these Bibles. The former president has also sold NTFs, non-fungible tokens, stakes, water, ties, lots of things. In this particular context, it is about, again, retouching a frequently touched part of the Trump base, evangelical Christians and those who believe there is something amiss in America with its hyper-secularization. That's not a part of the Trump constituency that needs a lot of tending. If anything, the former president ought to be trying to expand his base, going after Nikki Haley voters. But he has said, and Democrats have observed, that there is no efforts in that direction yet. So this is about solidifying the base. But the former president will need more than that to win those up-for-grabs swing states.
Thank you, Major.
Thanks.
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett. He also hosts the Takeout podcast.
Quick look at the top stories we're working on for you, WTOP.
Maryland has made its first financial request of the federal government as it tries to recover from the Key Bridge disaster.
Well, the Orioles are way ahead of the LA Angels on this opening day in Baltimore. Meanwhile, the Nationals are on the opposite end of things, down 7-0 to the Reds in Cincinnati.
We'll keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
It's 5:18.
traffic and weather together on the 8s. We've got Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
It's a surprisingly light rush hour around the region. At Beltway in Montgomery County on the inner loop slows from Old Georgetown Road. By the time you get past Connecticut Avenue, it picks up. I think they clear the crash from the shoulder after Georgia Avenue, so nothing left to see there now. And 270, heaviest northbound getting out through Clarksburg, moving into Frederick County. Really, by the time you get to 109, you're good to go. 95, Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Parkway has some volume delays. Really not that badly, though. My goodness, it seems pretty light. Maybe a lot of people are already on their way to where they're going, and where they're doing it overnight in the rain last night. 50 to the Bay Bridge runs without delay. And in Virginia, outer loop is heaviest from just before Telegraph to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. 95 does slow a bit southbound in Virginia through Woodbridge. And beyond that, not too much else, really, getting through Garrisonville. Northbound, a bit heavy coming up through Dale City into Woodbridge. And 66, just brief volume delays here and there. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
Let's head on over to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we head through the remainder of the evening and into the overnight, our skies will slowly clear. It's going to happen from west to east, so it may take a little bit longer for extreme southern Maryland, where a few showers may hang on. We'll see temperatures in the 40s before dropping into the 30s by early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, Friday, partly to mostly sunny. It's going to be a windy day with gusts upwards of 30 to 40 miles per hour. High temperatures around 60 to 65 degrees. Chance for a few late day showers on Saturday, but most of the day will stay dry. Highs then 63 to 68. Looking ahead to Easter Sunday, highs around 70 degrees. A mix of sun and clouds with rain likely by evening. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
50 in Rockville. We've got 53 in Ashburn. Fort Washington at 52. We're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, some breaking news this afternoon concerning a big veto by Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin. More on that in 60 seconds.
Here is Rob Seaman, the Senior Vice President of Platform Product at Slack, on the 2024 DoD Cloud Exchange.
The ability to get people together and aligned around a particular initiative faster than you ever have been able to do before, asynchronously in a way that's citable over and over again without having to get people into a meeting, is proving to make organizations just a heck of a lot more fast.
Listen to the entire discussion on federalnewsnetwork.com. Search DoD Cloud Exchange. Are you ready to learn how to modernize public service with AI and automation? Join Salesforce at World Tour DC on Wednesday, April 10th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Discover how to maximize customer 360 to save more time and money. Explore 80-plus solutions right for your agency and discover GovSlack, Salesforce's FedRAMP high-authorized productivity platform that optimizes the employee experience and breaks down communication silos. Register free to attend in person or virtually at salesforce.com/events.
This is WTOP News.
521. This just into the WTOP newsroom. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has vetoed legislation that would establish a legal marketplace for marijuana in the state. The two bills, both from the Senate and the House, would have allowed the Virginia Cannabis Control Authority to start issuing licenses starting in September of this year. Retail sales would not have started until next year. This is a developing story out of Richmond. We'll have more coming up soon here on WTOP.
There was a hearing today about the possibility of dismissing election interference charges in Georgia against former President Donald Trump.
Attorneys representing former President Donald Trump argued the case in Fulton County, Georgia, should be dismissed because Trump's comments about the 2020 presidential election fall under free speech. Attorney Steve Sadow.
What do we have here? We have election speech.
Fulton County Chief Senior District Attorney Donald Wakeford dismissed the argument.
What we have heard here today is an attempt to rewrite the indictment.
The judge did not issue a ruling and did not indicate when he will. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
A trial date has not yet been set.
Disgraced cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried learns his fate in New York today after being convicted of fraud.
It's 25 years for former FTX crypto exchange founder and CEO Sam Bankman-Fried. A Manhattan jury sentencing him after his conviction on charges he defrauded customers by $8 billion. Prosecutors wanted as much as 50 years in prison, but Bankman-Fried's attorneys wanted as little as 6 years. The judge in the case called it a very serious crime, saying customers' funds funds were not his to use, adding there is a risk that this man will be in a position to do something very bad in the future, and he said it's not a trivial risk. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
A coyote has attacked two women in Montgomery County. Police say the first attack happened while a woman was walking her dog just before 10 this morning on Patuxent Drive near Watershed Drive in Ashton. She was taken to the hospital. The woman has non-life-threatening injuries. The second attack, police say, happened just before 4 this afternoon. That happened on Bell Road in Burtonsville.
A popular hot sauce appears to be losing its heat.
It's Koi Kong Sriracha.
After an astonishingly long shortage, Sriracha lovers say the fire is missing now from their favorite red hot chili sauce and the green top rooster bottles. Diehard fans say the garlicky vinegary taste is still there, but there's no zing to perk up their ramen and pho. Some social media critics say they've switched from Hoi Fung sauce to that of its arch rival, Dragon Sauce, produced by its own former supplier. One raves Dragon Sauce has the spicy nostalgic OG Hoi Fung used to have. No comment from the California-based company. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Ben Raby to Nats and to O's are doing pretty good.
Yeah, Nationals in Cincinnati. Josiah Gray on the mound for the Nats today, and a little bit of the suboptimal start for Gray this afternoon.
Let's it fly. Swing a long drive to right center field again. Back Thomas to the wall looking up. He's done it again. Nick Martini has a three-run homer. It's 7-0 Cincinnati.
Dave Jagler, the call on 1500 AM. Good to hear Charlie and Dave once again. 19th season as a tandem in the Nationals booth. The Reds, though, continuing to give the Nats the business. 7-0 now in the fifth inning. Two homers on the day for Cincinnati's Nick Martini. In the American League, Orioles loving life at Camden Yards this afternoon. The 8-1 lead in the seventh inning. Corbin Burns, what an O's debut for the former Milwaukee Brewer. Six innings pitched. He allowed just one hit. It was a solo homer to Mike Trout. Otherwise, Burns was flawless. 11 strikeouts and no walks in that Baltimore debut. Meanwhile, in the NHL tonight, Capitals looking to stay hot as they visit the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Caps have won 6 of 7 to move into the second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. 2 points clear of Detroit. Entering play tonight, Charlie Lindgren has been very good in goal for the Caps. He makes a 16th start tonight in the last 9.